Morning Watch, the divine dispensing of the divine trinity for the divine economy. Week 6, being a vessel open to the Lord and living ordinary days in the divine dispensing of the divine trinity. Tuesday, related verses. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. Ephesians 3 verse 17. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5. And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. 2 Corinthians 3 verses 16 to 18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting, like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Related reading. God does not want us to do anything. He wants us only to be a living vessel. If you were an inanimate vessel, a vessel without life like a jar, you would be easy for the master to use because you would not have a will or a mind or an emotion. But God created a living thing, a living jar full of emotions with a strong will and with a mind. After the fall, this living jar became a problem to God. This problem has been among the Christians all these centuries. Either the Christians are indifferent, or they are too hot in knowing and in doing. On either side, the Lord could not get the vessel. This point is clear in the New Testament, especially in Paul's 14 epistles. You may say that the summary of these 14 epistles may be expressed in just two words: open vessel. God wants an open vessel. In Romans 9, verse 23, Paul tells us that God created us as vessels of mercy unto glory. Then in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, he says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. These two verses may be considered as a basic secret to our experience of Christ and the church. An open vessel is doing nothing but keeping itself open to the filling up. The process God, the triune God, the all-inclusive Spirit, the compound Spirit, is here waiting for an opening to get into you. How much he would enter into you depends upon how much opening you would give him. You may say that you have consecrated everything to the Lord. You have consecrated your wife, your children, your eyes, your ears, and your hands. I too have made this kind of detailed consecration many times. I even consecrated every single hair and every cell in my body to the Lord. Yet, have you realized that even after such a thorough and detailed consecration, you still are not open to the Lord? Seemingly, you have consecrated yourself to God, but actually you have consecrated to yourself. Your consecration did not keep yourself open to him. Your consecration still kept you under your knowing and under your doing. This is the real problem. This is also the real burden of this perfecting training. The real burden is to pin your situation down, pointing out to you what your real trouble is. You love the Lord. You love the church, and you can declare strongly that you have seen the vision. Even you may say that you are open, but you are not open to the Lord. You are open to your knowing. You are open to your doing. It is really hard to have a person on the one hand absolutely open to the Lord, and on the other hand, doing nothing. If you can love the Lord and yet do nothing, that would be a miracle. When you love someone, surely you want to do something for him. Today's Christian philosophy and logic tell you to do something for people to show them that you love them. But the Bible logic says to love the Lord, but do not do anything for him by yourself. Love the Lord to the uttermost. Do not do anything for him by yourself. It is not so easy. Sometimes even those who do not love the Lord want to do something for him. This is to be religious. Our problem is that we are too active. You have to be active-passive. To love the Lord to the uttermost is to be active. To not do anything is to be passive. You need to be saved, to be empowered, to be sanctified. For this, you need to love the Lord and yet do nothing. You need to let the Lord do everything. What is in our fallen nature is just to know and to do. What the Lord wants is that we love him, that we keep ourselves open. Do not do anything. Let him in. Yet you always like to do something and keep yourself closed, causing the Lord to have no way to enter into you.